When people become members of a church, you say they what?
They have joined the church.
All right. To whom do you pray?
God.
What does the preacher give? He preaches a what?
He preaches a sermon. He gives a sermon.
All right. You're listening in the church to the pretty, what do we hear? We're singing and the
music, uh-huh.
All right. And you say, oh my goodness, that music is very, and what would you say? How would you describe it?
Very soothing, very lovely.
What's another word, excuse me, for lovely?
Beautiful.
Okay. I thought I had time, but I got caught in the traffic and the post office was closed. And how would you finish that out? Was closed.
When I got there to mail a package.
All right. Who is the enemy of God?
The devil.
Any other words that you would call him?
I don't think so.
Okay. Some people think that they see these things at nighttime and they frighten them. Now, this is not in connection with the devil, but they say, oh my goodness, last night I saw something in my house.
A ghost.
All right. If there is a ghost in your house, what kind of house do you have? What do you have?
Well, it'd be a large house, I imagine.
Well, like, it's a lonely house on a dark road.
Dark house, it's a house at the end of a dark road.
And
lonely.
People might say it's a, what kind?
Haunted house.
Okay. Finish this sentence. You better put on a sweater. It's getting
cold outside.
All right. It's getting blank chilly outside. How
very
you,
chilly.
All right. Indicating that it's just a little bit chilly. How would you indicate that it's just a little chilly?
Well, it's getting a little chilly out. It's sort of chilly.
So, all right. Finish this. I'll go if you insist, but I'd
rather not.
All right. What do you say when you see a friend that you haven't seen in a long time? How do you express your feelings? What do you say? Oh,
I'm so glad to see you. I haven't seen you in so long.
All right. If somebody owns a lot of land or a lot of acreage or a lot of anything, you say, oh, well, he owns a what? How do you describe that?
Well, he owns a lot of land, a lot of acreage, yeah.
All right.
A lot of property.
Okay. How do you say that somebody owns a good deal of something, a great deal of something? How do you say that?
Well, you say that he owns a great deal of property, a good deal of property, or lots of land.
Have you heard or have you used the expression right smart of land?
Yes. Right smart of land, right. That would be all right.
Okay. Finish this sentence, if you would. If you want to say something stronger than just yes, you might say, oh, yes, I, you know, blank will do this.
Oh, yes, my dear, I surely will do this.
All right, what's another word other than surely? Okay. Finish this. Can you really do that? And you say, yes, I.
Sure, I can really do it.
All right. What's another word for really, Blair? Yes, I
will do it. Okay. I can do it.
Okay.
Be glad to do it.
Tell me some ways that you say yes to a person.
Yes.
All right. What if you're addressing a woman? How do you say yes to her?
Yes.
Yes,
ma'am.
What about to a man?
Yes, and yes, sir.
Okay. If somebody intensely dislikes to go somewhere, you say, he, you know, blank dreads going there.
He really dreads going to that place.
All right, how do we indicate that something is very intense? Like, it was blank cold outside.
It was bitter cold outside.
What's another word for bitter there? When we say, oh, this is blank beautiful. You know, what's another way of saying